Welcome back to our Guthrie County Let's Talk program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. We continue with our conversation with Panora Mayor Patrick Parker. As you guys are looking at a new meter reading system, have you had any complaints with the current meter reading system?
We do get issues from time to time that from property owners or utility customers that their bill seems abnormal or high, and so we're trying to find reasons to help show what it is. Sometimes it is that the number was entered in wrong. Other times it was right, and now we just have to try and determine whether they have a water leak or something running that they didn't know about. You know, a lot of times when the city does the reading and then we're doing the manual entry and we're verifying, we'll notice the customer has a higher water use or higher electric use than normal. So we can reach out to the property owner and say, hey, your water seems to be a little higher than normal, and then checking to see if there's a water leak or something that way. But the problem is it takes up to 2 weeks to enter that in, so it may take us 2 weeks to find that. Where if we go with this new electronic system, at the time it's being read, the system can flag it and pull it up and say, hey, this one has a higher than normal reading. And while the employee's there, he can check with the homeowner and let him know right away. So it's one of those convenience factors. It helps identify issues for the homeowner sooner.
And then it would take away from user error.
Anytime when we have humans have to data enter in something, there is always the risk to transpose a number or put something in wrong or put it on the wrong account or something. So this helps eliminate that and makes the count quicker and easier to get done so the customers know that they get the right billing.
And then a huge financing improvement to the Jackson Street is one of the big projects you guys have done, $2.14 million. Could you tell us about like where the funding came from and what were the improvements? What did it need to work on?
Okay, on Jackson Street, the reason we're able to consider doing Jackson Street right now is back in 2007, 6 and 7, we did the highway project in town and we did 3rd Street. And when we finance those are set to pay off in fiscal year 24. So we have two more payments after this year. So now that we're getting close to those being paid off, we can look at doing the next project. And there's a certain amount of taxes that we get in for debt services. And by doing the Jackson Street project, we can do another street in town. And we have a great potential of being able to lower the tax rate that we're taking to collect to pay that debt back with it. That'll be part of it. And then also part of it will be paid for by a stormwater utility. We have a stormwater utility that collects and does stormwater projects in town. And again, it's in the same place where the last project we did is about to pay off. So it just happened that both of those funds were at a point where it allows us to do that next project in town.
And then what were the kind of improvements that needed to be done for Jackson Street?
Street is mainly a stormwater project is what started it. When you get to the west end of town, there's no storm sewer. So the water's just running down the street in the gutters, and then due to the fact over the years that the road has been seal-coated and things, the curbing is really not there. The street levels come up to the top of the curb, so when we get heavy rains, the water comes down, and then instead of going down the road to a storm drain, it's coming down the road, now it's starting to cut into driveways in between people's houses and causing basements in the area to flood or wash out in yards. So this will take care of the stormwater project on that side of town. And at the same time, there's a water line that runs up that street that part of it has lead-based joints and part of it has galvanized piping. So it's two water line issues that we're working to update in town. So it takes care of two infrastructure issues for us along Jackson Street, stormwater and water lines. And then at the same time, it also helps us fix some of that road issues.
And another thing you guys talked about was establishing locations where parking is prohibited. Can you tell us about some of those parking spaces and why you guys want to make them prohibited?
Yes. The Chief of Police of Panora, Matt Rising, brought to the City Council and the Public Safety Committee first and then the full council that he's getting some complaints and having issues on 3rd Street, south of Casey's, to the city line to the south of South Street with vehicles and sometimes campers, sometimes larger semis and different things there, that with that road being a road that farmers come in and school buses come down, those vehicles parked around there are creating some safety issues in the fact that the size of them, the vehicles have to cross the center line to get by them, or it's a visual issue coming out of a driveway or things like that. So the chief is asking that 3rd Street south of the Casey's corner because in town be no parking on both sides of the street to help with that safety issue on that busy road. And then the second one is Little Panther Drive from the entrance to the football field north to the elementary on the west side. Cars park there sometimes at sporting events when it's during the day and people are still trying to get Little Panther, and that creates an issue to get people in and out of there safely. Or if there's an accident, we need to get a fire truck or an ambulance back there, it creates an issue where we can't get that back there. So he's asked the council to make that a no parking through there for safety factors. And then on Oak Ridge Drive, the east side of the road where the mailboxes are, we get some cars parked there. And because the mailboxes and things like that, it becomes an issue for in the wintertime plowing snow or just getting the vehicles up around through there, that they've asked us, the council, to make the east side of that road no parking. So at the council meeting Monday night, the council by resolution has passed and made those no parking. Now they'll have to be published in the paper, and we'll have to get no parking signs to be put up before that would go into effect.
All right, that's all I got. Mayor, is there anything you'd like to add as we wrap it up?
I'd just like to, for coming out for Panorama Days, which we had recently, and helping the community celebrate everything we have going on. We have a lot of great volunteers in our community doing things for our town, helping it make it better, from the flower pots around town to some of the flower beds to community events like Panorama Days. Volunteers do a lot of great things in our community to help our town be better, and we appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much, Mayor Pat, for coming on, and we look to talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And that was our guest on today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Panora Mayor Patrick Parker. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.